Nature acrobatic show debuts at Epcot. Disneyland Resort's Autotopia attraction to go electric in near future. New Dear Disney segment, headline news, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, your Disney infotainment podcast. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Bam! All right, welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast news for the week of April 8th, 2024. I think this is like show 810, believe it or not. 810, that's a lot. I feel like I've been doing this my entire life. Anyway.
You've been doing it 810
times. 10 times.
Yeah.
It's actually more than that, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's a story for a different day. did you do anything Disney this weekend, Mr. James?
I think I did.
Did ya?
I visited the old Disney Springs.
The Springers.
Yeah. I think I ran into somebody while I was there.
Who?
I don't know. I think it was you. Yes, folks, you were there this weekend at the Disney Springs.
That's where it started. A club movie? Called the Springers.
The Springers.
The Springers. What do you do? I go to Disney Springs on the weekend. I'm a Springer.
I do nothing else.
Get jackets made. We could be like the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
Come on, I'm a Springer. All right, I might be dating myself.
It's okay. It's fine. But yeah, we were there for, I think, pretty much the day.
Yeah.
A little bit of sightseeing, a little bit of shopping, a little bit of movie, a little bit of dinner.
Yeah.
I think you even did brunch.
Well, we grabbed something at Summer House. That was brunchish. Yep. Which is, here's the thing. If you're going to Summer House on Saturday and Sunday, they don't serve lunch until 2 p.m. They serve brunch from the time they open at 8, I think, or whatever it is, till 2. And then they start to serve. And it's something they should post on their open table page, but it's buried under the fine details that you never seem to get to. Anyway, just my tip for you.
The bottom print.
Yeah, the very fine print. Yeah, it was good. I only bought a couple things. We went to the boathouse. We saw a movie, which was, you know, as fake as it possibly could be, with only what, one, two, three, only five actors in the entire movie. we saw King Kong versus Godzilla. They weren't really, it wasn't really verse.
No, it was King Kong X Godzilla.
Yeah. Empire. Yeah.
Yep. But it was good. It was entertaining. I liked it.
They teamed up.
Yep.
They finally became friends after a couple hundred billion years.
even monsters can evolve.
And once again, if you don't subscribe to our Patreon show and you don't hear us talk about our Disney Plus podcast stuff and Apple TV, I will tell you there's an Apple TV show called Monolith about Kong and Godzilla that kind of, I think, is going to tie into this. And we're going to, in season two of Monolith, we're going to find out, I think, more. Because I think this is, this story is interwoven on into that. Yeah. To that show. So
they have been around forever.
Yeah. God, I remember watching like King Kong, Godzilla things, you know, when I was a kid.
The original ones? Oh boy.
Yeah. Way back. That's when they were not as detailed as they are today.
Not? I mean, just not?
I mean, that. A little bit. The computer animation and graphics and special effects, not the same as when I saw it as a kid. Just gonna say.
Yeah.
You know, so. What's the first story of the day, Mr. James?
Up on number one, Forces of Nature acrobatic show debuts at Epcot. Ooh. Forces of Nature by Anti-Gravity debuted on March 31st, 2024 in World Celebration at Epcot. Ooh. The brand new limited time entertainment offering invites guests to gather in Inspiration Garden to see incredible displays of strength, grace, acrobatics, and agility. Performed on Saturdays through Wednesdays only, the My Disney Experience app list showtimes as 10:15, 11:15, 12:15, 1:10, 2:10, and 3:10.
Very nice.
Be sure to check when you visit in case there are changes. Guests may remain in wheelchairs, ECVs during the performance. This show is expected to continue at least through June. So you do got a couple months, which is good because I really do want to hop on it. Check it out.
So somebody at Disney knew back in the day there used to be a circus performance that used to happen in front of Spaceship Earth to put something like this in World Celebration. I think this is happening actually behind Spaceship Earth. But to put a circus-type act there is a little nod to the Epcot history. Somebody is doing their homework.
Somebody is listening.
Yes. Very good, Disney. Kudos to you for that. Not everybody will know it. Not everybody will remember it. Not everybody cares, but us Disney nerds do, unfortunately. Okay, if you're still trying to collect those Space 220 cards, two new trading cards come out featuring Uranus and Neptune. It's so hard to say that. Diners who purchase any children's meal or mocktail at Epcot's Out of This World dining experience will receive a pack of new collectible Space 220 trading cards. Each pack from the two new series for Uranus and Neptune contain five cards designed exclusively for Space 220 with original artwork and space-themed facts. These uniquely collectible are only available at Space 220 restaurant, and each series is available only for a limited time. The new Space 220 cards will be given out with children's meals and mocktails, as well as culinary-inspired cards, which the restaurant's executive chef delivers during table visits. The only way to acquire these rare souvenirs. So here's my, you know, I'm all for the collecting of things, right? But we don't know how many are in a series. We don't know what they look like. What am I trying to collect? What are the rare ones? You know, there's very little information on this. And what you read on the internet, you're not sure if it's real or not. So just tell us, you know, you have to collect all of these. Go. And then you can't even get a reservation there.
Yeah, so how do you get them if you have to go up there?
Yeah, exactly. Do you just go, hey, I'd like a meal, a kid's meal to go, and give me some cards? I don't know.
Can I do a mobile order?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a checkbox for cards?
Yes. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Oh, man.
So, anyway.
Somehow I doubt it, but.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Oh, well. Up next. Roaming droids to become daily offering in Star Wars Galaxy Edge at Disneyland. Yes, you heard it. Disneyland. BDX roaming droids will be part of Seasons of the Force at Disneyland for the first time this year. These droids were play tested by Walt Disney Imagineering last year, but we expect to see them more during the Star Wars celebration. The adorable BDX droids, a hit during last year's testing phase on the streets of Black Spire Outpost, are officially joining the daily festivities for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge during the season of the Force. You can spot them roaming through Blackspire Outpost from April 5th until June 2nd. The three droids are each a different color. There's a green one, a blue one, and an orange one.
Ooh.
You may pick your favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the orange one.
Yeah.
Or the green one, but I'm okay. Back when they were in training, the cast member called them by their colors. We aren't sure if they had specific names now. Freely roaming droids were always envisioned for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge since 2019 opening, including the adorable BDX droids. While crowd management was a concern for Disney initially, these new additions finally bring that vision to life. Are we going to get a pair?
I don't know. I would hope so. And listen, anytime they do these free roaming things, it's fantastic, but they have such a short-lived life in the park. They don't last for long. You know, lucky the dinosaur didn't last long. Wally didn't last long. The only thing that probably lasted the longest time was the trash can, you know, and that wasn't even done by Disney. That was, I think, somebody else that had done this. But these things have a very short life in the park, you know. So if you do see them, you know, great. Get pictures, get video, because they're not going to be there forever. I would love to see these things just walking around all the time in
Galaxy's I've seen Edge. The video of them. Social, but they are. They look good, and the technology is fantastic.
Yeah,
we should have more of these things running around.
Yeah, the whole land should be filled with droids running around. It would make it more real.
Standing around making noise.
Yeah, yeah. You know, talking to each other, talking to us. You know, interacting with the kids. Yeah, it'd be a great time. Anyway, any hoot. Hey, free Disney Vacation Club Magic Band sliders are back. At the start of 2023, Disney Vacation Club launched a series of merchandise giveaways, which continued throughout most of the calendar year. Owners could stop by one of the DVC sales podiums, or kiosks, at a resort or theme park and claim its items, which range from collectible coins to magnets to pins. One of the most popular items was the Disney Vacation Club member trinket, which slips onto the strap of your Magic Band. Launched near the start of February, the supplies of sliders was exhausted within weeks. And then later, there was none. The turquoise slider from early 2023 has returned and is now available at many locations throughout Walt Disney World. Owners are welcome to inquire with a DVC cast member at any of the sales locations to see if they're still available. Members will be asked to provide their contact information in order to receive these sliders. Note, there is typically a limit of 2 sliders per party. They are intended for owners and typically not offered for children's relatives or other guests who may be listed on one's hotel reservation. The sliders are free while supplies last. What if everybody in your family is, I don't get you, Disney, sometimes. You're going to tell the kids, no, they can't have a slider? Come on, really? A 2-cent piece of plastic? Yeah. Come on, give the kid a damn slider. Just saying.
Well, I think they don't say no, but
yeah.
It's personal opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd have to start my Dear Disney campaign.
But you already did.
Oh, that's right, I did. Never mind.
Dear Disney.
Dear Disney.
Make extra sliders, please. Yeah.
Really, kids? You gonna say no to the kids? All right.
Do it's a mold.
Do. Yeah. Do what you gotta do.
Oh, there's that. We'll see if we get one. I'll see if I get one.
Yeah.
Not easy to come by.
No. Listen, anytime DVC gives out something free, It is very hard to come by.
Gone. Yeah.
Yes.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I think you could make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you are staying already on property.
True.
With the with your reservation through DVC, why don't they just put two sliders in the room?
Yeah.
And then they automatically check you off because that's what they do anyways. They scan you out.
Yeah, exactly.
That eliminates them already. And then the only people that would have to get them are the ones that are not there.
Right.
If they can get to them, if they're out of state, that might be a little tough. I get that. It stinks. I get it. Or just mail them out to every member.
Yes. Oh, my God. There's a mail service?
Yes. The old Pony Express still exists.
Oh, my God.
On to the next. Up next, rumors suggest possible location for new Disney Vacation Club lounge. While we're still on the DVC subject.
Yep.
Internet sources report that the Magic Kingdom's Frontierland Shootin' Arcade will soon close, with the space converted to the latest DVC member lounge.
Sorry about
this. Not people happy about the shooting range being closed.
Yeah, right?
I don't know the last time I ever used it. But
yeah,
that's just my opinion because I don't remember. Other people enjoyed it. Perfectly okay.
Yes.
In January, Disney confirmed that plans were in the works for a new private member lounge. Although a destination was not revealed, Disney stated that construction would begin sometime in 2024. This would be the fourth private space exclusively for DVC owners, joining the Epcot Lounge, which opened in 2016, Star View Station, located at Disneyland's Tomorrowland, and Top of the World Lounge, a Villain's Lair above Bay Lake Tower. This would be the latest in a series of changes around Frontierland. The former Splash Mountain is currently being converted to Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Country Bear's Musical Jamboree recently closed with plans to enhance and modernize the show. There are also persistent reports of a possible retheme to Pecos Bill's Trail. I think it's Trail.
Or is right.
Tall Tale Cafe. I can't Tall read Tale. Either today. Yep. Disney has not yet confirmed the location of the new Disney Vacation Club Lounge, nor provided any anticipated opening date. Access to all of the private lounges is a membership extras benefit, which currently requires owners to purchase at least 150 points directly from DVC in order to participate. Ooh, I'm close.
Yeah, so at some point, Disney's going to run out of space because they're trying to, you know, put a lounge, DVC lounge space in all the parks, which I get and I appreciate. But
I do.
Yeah. But they're also trying to put pass holder spaces in the parks too. So couldn't the two things share the space, pass holders and DVC members, in the same lounge?
Or you make it big enough to where you can split it in half.
Or let us use Club 33 lounges. I'm fine with that. I think I can.
I highly think that's not going to happen. But it's worth a try.
It's a suggestion. You know, are your members filling up the Club 33? If not, that overflow. Put some pass holders there or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Now here's my thing. If you wanna put it where the possibility of it going in the old shooting range, if you take that and theme it to the new cabins that are getting placed at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
Would that help Wilderness Lodge out in bringing, or not Wilderness Lodge, but Fort Wilderness Campgrounds? Would that help promote the campgrounds, considering everybody is a little, I'd say, not unhappy, but still curious on what it's going to end up being like, actual cabin?
Yeah.
Considering there's some being placed, but no one's actually seen a finished product yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No. I did see pictures again this weekend online of a cabin. And it seemed like actually somebody was in a cabin. It wasn't, you know, Disney posting pictures. So I don't know. Okay. But yeah, I don't. You. All right, Epcot is completely different because most every attraction building was sponsored by somebody and has a lounge that is probably currently not being used. The back of
corporate office.
Yeah, the back of Spaceship Earth was sponsored by Siemens, and that had a Siemens lounge. Test Track, Chevy, they have a lounge. HP did something on the other side. They have, they all have a lounge. But
there's a lounge up top in Finding Nemo.
Yeah, there's a lounge in all of them. So it is possible in Epcot to have two separate spaces. That is possible. Magic Kingdom, on the other hand, I'm gonna say no.
A little tough
because it's a much tighter space. You know, unless, you know, they turn like the shooting arcade or Diamond Horseshoe, which is only open seasonally, or something like that, into a lounge. The studios, I have no idea where you would put it.
Well, there's room.
No.
There's always room in studios. There's plenty.
They ripped down a lot of the open space. Where Mickey and Minnie meet and greet used to be a private event space. There was the theater over, you know, remember that little theater? That's been ripped down. That's gone. So, I don't know. Studios is tough. In Animal Kingdom, I can't even think of a place. I haven't been back.
Isn't there still, there's still room space above One Man's Dream, though, I think, in studios.
There might be. There might be. So
I'm not sure. Yeah. Animal Kingdom? Yeah. That one, I don't know. Unless when they retool Dinoland. Yeah. That would be the smartest thing to do. Yeah, if they thought that far ahead, is build it while they build that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you already got Club 33 on the other side, so you can't go there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to go. The best place to find weird spaces like this is to go to the Disney wedding site, because they list all these strange places that you can get married or engaged or propose or blah, blah, blah.
Or have a reception at.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, if you want to know where spaces are that are available to sell, it's on the wedding site. And then, great, no more weddings there. Let's start using it for pass holders. Whatever.
Anyway. I think what we're going to do is we're just going to close down Victorian Albert's once a month, and we're going to have an annual pass holder event in there.
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work?
It'll work for me. Yeah. It'll work for
me. It may not be free.
Yeah.
But it'll be open.
It'll be open. All right, let's talk about my dear Disney. Dear Disney, all right, this weekend, I saw it this weekend. I got a message, I think, on my Disney Experience app that there's a new series called Imagineering Series, and it's on YouTube. And it's this great little series on Imagineering. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this crap not on Disney Plus? Why do I have to go to YouTube to watch a series on Imagineering? Why is this not on the platform I subscribe to? What would be the reason for that? I couldn't even think of. I'm thinking to myself, why would they put this here? Like, put it there first, right? Get people. Put it in the Disney Experience app. Hey, we got a great series on Imagineering. You want to go see it? Here's a little trailer on YouTube, and then go subscribe over at Disney Plus to see the rest of it. Why? Don't know. Don't know.
I didn't even know it was there, but I don't know.
Yeah. So that's my Dear Disney segment this week. Please, Dear Disney, if you're going to put good content, put it to the platform first. Get your subscriber base up. As a stockholder, I'm encouraging you to get more subscribers. Anyway.
Me too.
Yep. Moving on. Disneyland Resort's Autotopia attraction is going to go electric. Electric Boogaloo. Listen, we've heard this a lot. And I have questions of how this would work. You know, like, how are they going to charge all these cars to make sure they're all ready to be operated for 14 hours the next day? What size battery are they going to use in these things? Because let's face it, kids do not drive efficiently, right? They're not going to just go steady on the gas. You know, they're going to gas, brake, gas, brake, gas, brake, gas, brake.
Gas the front of the back end of another car.
Yeah. So how is that? How are they going to get, like, what size is the battery going to be to last, you know, 14 hours of some kids slamming on the gas all day?
Something tells me it would probably have to operate.
Maybe it's a hybrid?
Bumper car design where the floor is not, it's not only just electric, but the guide rail.
Yeah, maybe.
Is electric.
Yeah, maybe.
So that would maybe be the only thing I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, electric has gotten a lot better on a long way.
Fed, unless it's being fed electricity from the rail, too.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah, yeah. The rail would be electric to feed the car or keep it charged.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so according to the LA Times article, Autotopia, a gas-powered attraction located in Disneyland's Tomorrowland, is going to be electrified in the near future. The classic attraction, popular among young guests who get to experience driving for the first time, opened in the theme park in 1955. But even though the attraction is as old as Disneyland itself, the park is updating the ride to no longer use gas. I get it. As part of Disneyland, especially in California, I get it. As part of Disneyland Resort's effort towards net zero emission by 2030, as the industry moves towards alternative fuel sources, we have developed a roadmap to electrify this attraction and evaluating technology that will enable us to convert it from gas engines within the next few years. Disneyland Resort spokesperson Jessica Good said in a statement, Disney didn't confirm whether the cars would be transformed into full electric vehicles or hybrids or give more details or a timeline for the project at all. No word either if the version of the Autotopia of Disneyland Paris or Tomorrowland Speedway in Disney World will be converted as well. Listen, it all happens in California first. And if it's successful, it'll bleed over to the others. If it's not successful, well, good luck, Disneyland. We'll keep our gas.
Yeah, I don't see why if it works in one place, it won't move to the other two. So,
true. But
that's time will tell.
Exactly.
We're here in a couple of months in D23.
Exactly.
Who knows? Stay tuned.
Or maybe not. Maybe we won't hear about it at all.
We won't hear about it.
Yeah.
We got other things we'd like to hear about.
Exactly.
But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Next on the dock, guest relations relocated at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Mm.
I have moved them again, or at least moved them.
Yeah.
Guests needing to speak with a guest relations cast member before entering Disney's Animal Kingdom should be advised that the typical location is closed right now, and guest relations has been relocated. While visiting Disney's Animal Kingdom earlier today, we've noticed that the guest relations location to the left of the tap points is closed right now, and signage is covered. Instead, guests will find the guest relations cast members now available in the ticketing booths to the far left of the entrance. You'll find guest relations located in the ticketing booths right under the dragon head. The in-park guest relations area has not changed, and it's not clear how long guest relations will be utilizing the ticket booths. We could only guess that probably until it gets renovated, because that's probably what it's done.
I think they should leave them there. It's a perfect place for them, really.
I mean, it works. I mean, how many of those ticket booths are we actually using now?
Yeah, none.
Almost yeah. none.
Yeah. The only problem is there's really no shade out there.
Yeah. So you're at least melting.
Yeah, at least the other ones had, you know, shade. It was inside. It was air conditioned. This would be you're outside and they're in air conditioning and you're screwed. They're not. So
I got a better tip. We were there this weekend. If you want a nice guest relations experience, Disney Springs has a wonderful building.
Yeah, there you go.
It really does.
Yes. Yes, they do. All right, kids. I have sad news. There's a rumor going around that Disney is switching to the controversial third-party disability access service, much like Universal currently uses. So an internet source is saying that this switch out could happen as soon as 2 weeks from now, but nothing has been announced or confirmed. The service may be similar or even the same as the IBCCES, which is the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards, attractions assistance pass that Universal switched to last year. With the IBCCES, guests must sign up before their visit, upload documentation such as a doctor's note. Their information and documents will be reviewed. If the IBCCES then pre-qualifies a guest for an accessibility card, Universal currently then contacts them about their accommodations they may need. So here's my question: is the IBC?
A lot of work.
Yeah, is the IBCCES doctors, do they know, like, if somebody says, I have blah, 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 that, oh, this person probably shouldn't be standing in a line for 90 minutes. They should probably, you know, get on this thing, get off, so that they're not standing, or they're not waiting, or they're not sitting in a line. You know what I'm saying? I don't think these people are doctors, so they won't know the medical conditions of every human on planet Earth. So I have a problem with that part. Pre-qualifying does not guarantee an attraction assistant pass. Universal has final approval and gives the guest a case number to take to guest services on their visit. Guests must show their digital accessibility card in the app. No screenshots or printouts are accepted. And then Universal gives them their attraction assistance pass. The pass is good for 1 year, but guests must pick up a new card every 2 weeks. Disney's current disability access service, known as DAS, at Walt Disney World and Disneyland, is good for 90 days. Guests can pre-register as soon as 30 days in advance of their visit, but no less than 2 days before their arrival with a live virtual chat. Or they can register in person during their trip at any guest relations location. A cast member will be asked about their accommodation and their guest needs, determine if the DAS is right for them. The DAS allows guests to request a return time to an attraction and then enter the attraction through the Lightning Lane queue. Guests can get unlimited DAS return times in a day, but may only have one at a time. So there may be some serious positives and negatives. Yeah, yeah.
90 days on Disney side, and Universal currently has is it's there for a year, but you have to get a card every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And the fact that they're asking for a doctor's note, I feel also will violate some HIPAA violations. You know, doctors aren't supposed to disclose your medical conditions. So what could they put on the doctor's note that would be suitable to suffice HIPAA and IBCCES? I don't know. You know?
We'll find out.
Yeah. It's going to get very interesting, kids. It's going to get very interesting. And listen, there's a lot of people that, you know, have some serious illnesses. And, you know, I feel for them. You know, they want to take their families to Disney. And, you know, I remember a friend of mine called me up and says, hey, I want to take my grandmother. The whole family's going. We want to take my grandmother. She's blind and deaf, and she's not going on any attraction. You know, somebody's going to sit with her outside. You know, if the family goes on an attraction, somebody's going to sit outside with grandma and keep her company because, you know, she's blind and deaf. She, you know. So, you know, do we have to pay to bring her in the park? And I said, you know, I don't know a good answer to that. So she called up Disney, and the answer was, yes, grandma has to pay. And then the person said she has to pay because there are parades and fireworks and shows that she could see. And then the person said, well, you didn't hear the first part, apparently.
Can't see. Yeah.
She can't see and she's deaf. So sitting in a show is not really entertainment for her. She can't see it and she can't hear it. And then she said, well, they still have to pay. You still have to pay. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how this shakes out, but it shall be interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Mr. James, you ready for some headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, Test Track is going down. Going downtown.
How long? We don't know.
Yeah. It's being closed June 17th, so get your last crash in. You know, it would be very funny. I think about this the other day. If they turned it back to the original test track. Like, hey, this really wasn't working for us. We're just going
to
turn it back.
Go back to World of Motion.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
back.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't know what to do with this, but we're just gonna turn it back.
In fact, we still have all the cars in storage. Bring them on out.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, Shark Tank investor Damon John makes a dream come true for teen during a Disney Dreamers Academy at Walt Disney World Resort. I don't have more details, kids. Just Google it. I know it's out there somewhere. I was gonna go look and I completely forgot. But you know, Damon John seems to be a pretty nice guy, so it's cool that he did that. If you're looking for discounted rates at Disney Springs hotels, that's the ones on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, there are discounts, deep discounts, now through July 2024. If you need more information, contact us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. We will put you in touch with our travel agent. We'll help you get the best deal possible. Disney Imagineering says there are updates on the Tropical Americas for Animal Kingdom and Tiana Animatronics. That is on their new Imagineering series on YouTube, not on the Disney Plus. So you can go watch all that over there.
Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube, not Disney Plus. It's free. Oh, gosh. There is now a Tower of Terror cookie at the Hollywood Studios. I bet it sold at that coffee kiosk right outside the gift shop. I'm assuming. I haven't looked, but I'm assuming that's where it was. Hey, Cinderella's mice, Purdy and Susie, are visiting guests not in the Magic Kingdom, but in the Hollywood Studios. Weird. Very
they
weird.
Get lost.
Maybe. Oh, Cinderella, where'd you go? VIP pass holder days return in May and June of this year, 2024. They are now taking DVC discounts at Rodeo Roundup Barbecue. So Woody's Roundup Rodeo Barbecue now takes DVC discounts. So flash your DVC membership. Listen, anytime you go to a Disney restaurant,
you should use something or try.
Yes.
To.
You should ask, what discounts do
least
you take?
Ask.
Do you say, hey, do you still take Tables in Wonderland? I have my card still.
Yeah.
I think that's my next Dear Disney. When are you bringing that back?
Oh, I think that was last week.
No, that was Valley. Was it last week? I think
that was Valley Parking.
Yeah, it was about Valley. Hey, new concept art released for the proposed Avatar project at Disneyland with no confirmation or dates yet. Soon. Yeah.
Soon.
Just throw art out on the internet and hope we like it. That's fine. We're okay with that, I guess. Not.
Don't worry,
Disney After Hours at Epcot is sold out for April. So there you go. Apparently, there is a pent-up demand for these after-hours events.
I wouldn't know anybody that promotes them.
No, no. Here's why they're popular, I think, now.
I think they're listening.
Annual passes have gotten very expensive, and if somebody, a local, wants to go to the parks, this is the best way to do it now. It's to just go to these events. If you do one a month, it may be as much as an annual pass, and it's probably less hassle, you know? So, that's it. Do you have anything else, Mr. James, you need to chat about?
I actually do not.
No? Got none?
No.
All right.
I'm just waiting and seeing to see what the deal is with this other stuff going on.
All right. All right, kids. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like this show,
thank you for being here.
Please go visit us at patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. We have two extra shows over there. One is called our Extra Magic Hour Show, and the next is our Disney Plus show. Talks about Disney Plus, Disney movies, Disney TV, whatever entertainment things
Disney
under that umbrella.
Apparently now YouTube, because Disney's on there.
Yeah, we're going to watch. We're going to call it the Disney Plus YouTube channel. maybe that is another podcast. go check us out over there. If you have something interesting you want to share with us, send it over. DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. And as we like to say around here, kids, if we don't see you online, we'll see you at the Disney Parks Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.